Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Dee Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, August 26, 2011. I wish I could say I'm recording in beautiful Jackson Hole, Wyoming, while taking in the mountains and waiting for the chairman of the Federal Reserve to make a speech later in the day. They say that the Grand Tetons are lovely this time of year, and for Bernanke it's got to be better than hot, muggy Washington, D.C., which has lately shown itself susceptible to earthquakes and hurricanes. The chairman is there as the guest of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, which has been holding the symposium in Jackson Hole for more than 30 years. In recent years, the world has been watching to see if the chairman actually says anything specific at the Jackson Hole Symposia, or at least something vague that can be interpreted as a policy pronouncement. Last year, he hinted at QE2 at Jackson Hole, and sure enough, the Fed started buying bonds later in the year. This year, well, we'll see. In the rest of the world, the economic news has been a mixed bag, mostly not so good. But there have been a few positive glimmers. For instance, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which members of Congress tend to believe when it agrees with them, said this week that the short-term outlook for the U.S. budget deficit isn't particularly good. 2011's deficit will be 8.5% of GDP, but that the long-range forecast is better than expected. The CBO is predicting that federal deficits will fall to 6.2% of GDP next year and 3.2% in 2013, and that they will average 1.2% for several years after that. That's really good news if it happens. Trouble is, it depends on a number of uncertain variables, such as Congress not monkeying with tax rates, and allowing the Bush tax cuts to expire next year. On the other hand, Fannie Mae said this week that the U.S. economy would grow by only 1.4% in 2011, practically treading water, in other words, compared to 3.1% in 2010. The GSE didn't come out and predict a double-dip recession, but it did say that the probability of another recession is close to a coin toss. That might become a well-known phrase of our time, especially if the coin toss is a bad one for the economy. Also, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported this week that there are still plenty of U.S. households delinquent on their mortgages. The rate rose a little during the second quarter to 8.44%. Mortgage delinquencies are no longer improving and are now showing some signs of worsening, the organization said, probably because of recent troubles in the job market. That's it for this week. Next week, I hope I won't be able to report too much economic or other dislocation from Hurricane Irene. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.